passing, the pack salivates. If it bleeds, it leads, right? Any Dunford crime correspondent back home to take the north. Business first. Dad won't mind waiting.
Edward, I'm sorry to hear about your father.
Oh yeah, thank you very much, Mr. Radley. You had a good innings, eh?
Yeah, I've got to go.
This is Detective Superintendent Jobson.
All right. Pleasure, sir. Pleasure to meet you.
Mr. Dunford's open to be the Post new crime correspondent.
Oh, well, I always got on well with Jack Whitehead.
Good old Jack, eh?
He'll be standing in for a trial period.
All right. Pleasure to meet you, and to work.
Hey, local lad.
Well, he cut his teeth on our Yorkshire Post, but he's been down south.
Young Turk, then, eh?
Made a pig's ear of it, from what I understand.
I'm giving him a month to prove himself.
So where's Whitehead?
Jack?
Yeah.
Want this, probably. Don't worry, son, you've got your legs well under the table. Just do the job.
I know. Fuck him, he's not getting on this one.
Yeah, funeral's in 2 hours. It's going to be tight.
I know, we'll make it.
Hey, up, how's on?
Gentlemen, we'll keep this brief. At 4 p.m. yesterday evening, 3rd of September, Claire Kempley disappeared on her way home from Morley Grange Junior and Infants. Claire is 10 years old. She was wearing a red anorak, grey school uniform, and red Wellington boots. Mrs. Kempley now would like to read a short statement. Thank you.
Poor girl. No. Yeah, do you reckon Dad did it?
I'd like to appeal to anyone who knows where my Claire is, or who saw her after yesterday tea time, to please contact the police. Claire is a very happy girl. And I know she wouldn't never run off without telling me. Please, if you know where she is, please, sorry.
All right, lads, that's you up.
Sorry.
Business before pleasure, he always said.
She means Dad. Remember Dad.
What a good lad with your dad. You knew where you were with him. Reliable.
Well now, Edward Dunford, North of England crime correspondent. Mrs. Sandra Kempley made an emotional plea this morning.
Did you write that, love?
Our new byline boys, Eddie.
We want his autograph next.
He'll always be little Eddie to me.
To step up, lad. Mm. It's a pity your dad's not here to see it. Mm. Hey, is that one of his?
This is Lord John, Carnaby Street.
Oh, aye.
Doesn't look good, does it, this Kempley lass?
24 hours, not a thing.
There's been a couple now, haven't there?
Yeah, going back, weren't there a little lass from Rochdale? Mm.
There were one not so long ago in Castleford.
Yeah, Jeanette Garland. Never found her neither.
No, didn't they?
Hear them wheels.
They never caught no one.
Never do though, do they?
Here
to see the old man, Miss Moneypenny.
Didn't cut it down south then.
So, sir, if I could get your attention, we have 3 missing girls. They're all aged between 8 and 10, 1969, 1972, and then the day before yesterday, and they all go missing within miles of one another, so this could be the A34 murders all over again.
Well, do let's hope so, eh, Mr. Dunford?
Yeah, fingers crossed, eh?
I were being sarcastic, Edward.
Sorry.
Have you spoke to Jack Whitehead about this?
No. No, this is my story. Into Mr. Hadley.
Spot the ball. It's the reason why 39% of working class males buy this paper.
That's interesting.
You honestly think so?
What about working class males?
You think it could be the same man?
Yes, sir. Yes, I do.
Right, I'll fix it up with a 1-to-1, first thing in the morning with DCS Malloy. Phil Malloy suspects itinerance. Tipsies.
Of course he does.
Now, don't push him, lad. This paper enjoys a good relationship with our newly amalgamated police force, and I, for one, would like to keep it that way.
Oh, of course, sir, of course.
Good. Do you know you really want to have a go at these, Edward? You'll be right up your street.
Thank you, sir, I will.
Edward.
Yep.
Don't cock it up, eh?
They hacked fucking Swan's wings off. Clean off. And a poor bastard lying there.
You're still alive, apparently. Something's expanded over here. Hey, Eddie.
Yes, well, yes.
How'd it go with Adley?
He's not convinced. Usual bollocks don't cause a fuss.
Right. One thing's for sure. The link's all right. I know it.
Yeah, but linked out.
Everything's linked, Eddie. Show me two things that aren't.
Stoke City in the fucking championship.
Come here. Eddie, it's a conspiracy. We've got MI5 keeping an eye on our Harold. Mountbatten waiting in the wings with a military junta.
Bollocks.
There are death squads out there. They give them a taste in Northern Ireland, bring them back home hungry.
Fuck off, death squads.
And every city has its death squads. Sentence first, evidence after.
All right, well, I'll steer well clear of Wakey County Council death squad, then.
And you can laugh.
Yeah, I will. Why not work Watergate in there, too, while you're about it? Death squads, Barry. Come on, you're losing it, mate.
Oh, you're a lucky man, Dunford.
Mr. Cannon.
BJ. In there.
Yeah, all right, fella.
Business.
Oh, I didn't think it would flesh, did I?
Are we having a nice time? Back up north?
Yeah, you know, Barry gets a bit obtuse.
Obtuse? There's a big word for you.
Oh, how about you?
How about me, what?
You having a good time?
Oh, I love being on my own in bars.
Oh, no, you weren't. You weren't alone.
You should have come over.
Well, I weren't invited.
Oh, poor baby. Oh, I love you. I love you, Eddie. Missed you, Eddie, love.
Where?
Hunt for the beast in excess of the M1.
When?
This
Someone had torched the whole fucking place. It was like Vietnam or something.
Well, Bill Malloy's got it in for gypsies, hasn't he?
You reckon it with the police?
Their style. That land's earmarked. New John Dawson development. Here, don't be late, mate. The Badger doesn't like newspaper men. Into the lion's den you go.
Come on then, son. Surprise me.
Well, Mr. Malloy, sir, just wondering if there are any more news on Claire Kempley.
Nothing. Sweet fuck all. That poor lass is dead, son.
And Jeanette Garland, Susan Ridyard. There are some similarities there, eh? I'm thinking about the A34 murders, Cannock Chase.
What the fuck do you know about Cannock Chase?
Just that it turned out it was the work of one man, wasn't it? And here we have Jeanette Garland, Susan Ridyard, Claire Kempley, they all go missing.
You're not the first one to put that together, son. You vain little twat, my senile bloody auntie could. You haven't got a story, son. Best we find a body and quick. Check the bins. See who's got themselves an early away day.
All right. Pull in local gippos and paddies.
Have we met before, son?
No. No, I don't think so.
Good. You do your digging and I'll do mine. Now fuck off.
Well, sir.
Reporter, are you?
Yeah, that obvious, is it?
I've seen a few around here. Ridyard's aren't in, love.
All right. Oh, do you know when they'll be back?
Gone away for a few days. Can't blame them. Brings it all back. What with them finding that new one over in Fitzwilliam?
Sorry, what?
Claire Kempley. They found her. Just on news. Dumped on a building site.
Eddie.
Oh, thanks for letting me know, love.
Oh, fuck you, Eddie.
Oh, Jack Whitehead, crime reporter of the year. Fancy you being here.
Oh, glad you could join us, Scoop. Boss wants to see you ASAP.
All right. Early bird and all that.
Is it true you like it up trapped in from Jack?
You're the one who's fucked, Scoop.
You couldn't be reached, so I sent for Jack.
So I'm off the story.
Not at all, no. Look, just sit down a minute, Edward. Edward, part your arse, I want a word. Look, I've got a couple of other things I want you to follow up for me, right? A favour.
What favour?
I want you to go to Shangri-La.
What?
Shangri-La?
It was a silver wedding present, apparently. Her favourite film.
What are you on about?
Dawson Place. John Dawson. The construction magnet.
Right.
Oh, Barry's got a theory. Local corruption. Barry reckons that Marjorie Dawson will corroborate all the stuff he dug up on her husband. Now, look. Marjorie Dawson is not a well woman. It is ethically dubious to bother her. So I want you to go with Barry and make sure he doesn't go off at the deep end.
Right, so what about Claire Kempley?
We'll let Jack handle it for the most part, eh? You can do the background.
Who found her?
A builder's mate. A lad from Fitzwilliam. Now, Edward, I'm asking you to drop it.
All right.
Good. So you'll stay away from Fitzwilliam, then?
Mrs. Cole. Edward Dunford, I'm from the Yorkshire Post.
To see our Leonard, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Just a quick chat.
Is that enough with police? You don't need to keep going
Mary,
over it.
Mary, it's okay. It's okay. Hey.
Hiya.
Sorry, I'm Martin Lowe's.
Pleasure, Edward Dunford.
Sorting the hands.
work in the allotment, sorry about that.
No problem. Just here for a quick shout at Lennon, if that's all right. Don't want to bother you.
Put the comic away, Leonard.
All right, Leonard. Edward Dunford, I'm a journalist for the Yorkshire Post. I just want to ask you a couple of questions and not to worry about at all.
They thought he'd done it, you know.
Shut up, Mum.
Hey, you. The police realised it was a mistake.
So why do they think you'd done it, Leonard?
Ask them.
He's a good boy, Mr. Dunford. It didn't do nothing.
No, I don't. I can see that. You might as well get some brass out of it, Leonard, and tell us what happened.
It's not about the money, Mr. Dunford. It's the truth that matters. Then I'll show you the place.
She were a lovely little thing.
We were waiting for Gaffer, but he never come.
Right.
And it were raining, so we're just asking about, you know.
Yeah.
I went over to Trevor Wasline. That's when I saw her.
Down there.
She were lying there. And she had wings.
What?
Oh, fuck. I couldn't believe it were her.
Yeah, that's it, Jackie.
Hello, Scoop.
Shall I chat with Leonard Cole?
You naughty boy. Didn't Auntie Adley say you had to go home for an early bath?
Heard you were over at Clare Kent Place post-mortem.
The police are withholding exact details. Have you got a family to go home to? You keep following me like this, your friend Barry's going to get very jealous.
Did you get a look at it?
Your friend? Well, the post-mortem. Yeah. I saw it.
And
a little girl was tortured, raped and strangled. In that order.
Right. I want to know the details.
No, you don't, Scoop.
Jack, don't fuck around.
Hey, whatever happened to all those novels that you wanted to write, but you were too scared shitless to even try?
All right, mate. All right. You fucking tell me.
Eddie, I'm pissing on my trouser leg, and yours too.
You're fucking pathetic. Just a hack.
Such insight.
The yellow jester does not play, but gently pulls the strings. He smiles as the puppets dance in the court of the crimson.
A man left this for you, love. Nice man. Said he were a friend of yours. Jack somebody or other.
Mum, I'm working. Presence of cold, old swell. Swan's wings stitched into her back.
Great buildings resemble crimes, they said.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, fuck Adley, I'm gonna go and talk to Jeanette Garland's family.
You still think there's a connection to Claire Kempley and to the missing girls?
Absolutely, yeah.
Good lad.
And don't go off the deep end, Barry. Mrs. Paula Garland?
Yeah.
Hi. I'm Edward Dunford, I'm from the Yorkshire Post. Just wanted a quick chat about Jeanette. Sure. Thank you. Mr. Garland about, or?
What is it that you want, Mr. Dunford?
I'm doing this article, and it's about about parents of children who have gone missing. It's about how people like yourself, like your husband, have coped after all the fuss has died down. It must be a very difficult time for you to bring it all back. I understand that. I know how you must have felt.
No, you have no idea how I feel.
You know, one of the things, for example, do you feel that the police could have done anything more to have helped you?
Yeah, there was one thing.
Right, what was that?
They could have found my daughter.
Yeah.
You come into my house like you're discussing the weather or some war in another fucking country. You know this thing happened to me. Can you get out, please?
Killed himself.
What? Our husband's dead.
Never got over Jeanette. Slipped on a shotgun a year back.
Oh, shit.
You're supposed to know these things, Dunford.
It didn't exactly make the front page down south, did it?
Well, it did here. You should have fucking known. Do your job.
Time, gentlemen, please.
About you, you... I was Shangri-La.
Mrs. Dawson told me my life's in danger.
Bollocks. Barry, if you believe it, you gotta tell someone.
Oh yeah, who? The law? Fuck that. These people are the law. Eddie.
Yeah?
That gypsy camp at Unslet Car.
Yeah.
Take a closer look. Dawson set up £100 million property trust. £100 million. Be interesting to know who else is on that board.
There are death squads out there, right?
You're ignorant, Dunford. Try carrying a history book along with that notepad of yours.
No lift? Or what?
Going to the way.
Piss head.
Never had the urge to deliver us from evil, then?
No, never.
Devil triumphs when good men do nought.
For a pint, what about you?
Fuck off.
It's alright, I'm over 18, Dad.
Shut honest. Up, you little puff!
I didn't do that, what do you want?
I'll tell you what we don't want. We don't want tits like you bothering people. We don't want bothering.
Yeah. Not very nice, is it? Is it? Mrs. Garland. Seems like a nice local.
Yeah, it used to be.
Might have a sit for a sec.
One of them for me.
Come here often.
Sounds like you're trying to pick me up, Mr. Dunford.
I hope your friends in the force don't see us here together.
What? What are you talking about?
It's all right. I got the message. You didn't have to do that. You didn't have to go to the police.
Well, I never said anything to the police.
No?
No.
Who'd you tell then?
No one.
Look, Mrs. Garland.
Paula. It's Paula.
Paula, I'm very, very sorry. About earlier.
It's alright, you were doing your job. Might help find my little girl.
Yeah, but still, I was right out of order.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know about your husband.
Right. Well, I think I always felt a bit loose, to be honest. And that was a stupid thing to say.
You want another drink? Another drink or something.
That's a bad idea.
lady. It's for you. About Barry.
Brakes went straight in at the back of van, bang. Pane of glass sliced through, scalped him. Took top of his fucking head clean off.
No, you sure it's him?
Barry's dead, mate.
Yeah, and fucking Morley too.
Dead drunk's what I heard.
Yeah, you'd know, wouldn't you, Jack?
Oh, mea culpa.
But it wasn't me getting the dear departed pissed up, was it?
Come on, lads, press conference.
You sure you got the stomach for it, Scoot?
Well, just like you, Jack.
Oh, no. Oh, you're the man. Jack Whitehead's away from his desk just now.
Sergeant Bob Fraser. Thanks for coming, Mr. Dunford.
I know you were friends.
Yeah. So the van was carrying plates of glass?
Yes.
And one of them went through his windscreen?
Yes.
So you reckon we were instantaneous?
I'd say so, sir. Yes.
Yeah. Fuck.
I understand you last saw Mr. Gannon in the Shakespeare public house. Would you say that he was drinking heavily?
No. No.
And you've no idea where he went from there?
Uh-uh.
No idea why he might have come to Morley?
No, none.
I see.
Mm.
We almost have all the details, sir. There'll be an inquest tomorrow.
That's a bit quick, isn't it?
I think the family are keen to, you know, get it all sorted. If anything occurs to you, I can be reached through the Morley police station.
You're one of the good ones, aren't you, Sergeant?
I do my best, sir. Not good copy, is it?
No.
Barry Gannon was one of the men who gave us that age. Where he saw injustice, he asked for justice. Where he saw lies, he asked for the truth. Barry Gannon once said, "The truth can only make us richer." For those of us who seek the truth, Barry Gannon's passing can only make us poorer. Not overly panegyric, is it?
Panegyric? No, I think so. Yeah.
You really need this?
Interesting story, bit of spit of animal mutilations, hacked about swans found over on Breton Park.
I'm not stupid, lad. Jack, show me the post-mortem.
Right, well, it's background, isn't it?
We'll get some police quotes. Maybe we'll run it on Thursday.
Thank you very much, sir.
No mention of Claire Kempley, mind. Just straightforward animal abuse. Like those pit ponies.
All right, yeah, no problem.
And try and pull back on the more visceral details. You don't want that with your cornflakes, do you?
Absolutely, Mr. Radley, thank you.
Edward?
Yes?
You're trying too hard. You're just like Barry. You know, we could be sued because of Barry. Mrs. Dawson's recovering up at Hartley's after his visit.
Hartley's loony bin?
Nursing home.
Sorry to hear that, sir.
Take care, won't you, lad?
Yeah. Just here to see my auntie Marjorie Dawson, sorry.
We had to give her something for her nerves. She was in a right state when they brought her back. Mrs. Dawson, you have a visitor. It's Eric, Mrs. Dawson, your nephew. It sometimes takes her a while to come round.
I know, I understand. Oh, thank you.
Locked. Who are you?
I'm Edward Dunford, I'm a journalist.
So you've been telling lies?
That's the privilege of the profession, though. I just want to ask you a couple of questions, Mrs. Dawson.
I can't help you, Mr. Dunford.
I don't know. I think maybe you can. See, you told my friend Barry Gannon that his life was in danger. And he was killed last night.
How terrible.
You didn't know that, did you?
Who knows what I'm supposed to know these days?
See, I just can't figure it out. Why would you tell my friend that he was in danger?
He always used to be so careful.
Who? Your husband?
You smell so strongly.
Sorry?
You smell of death.
Look, Mrs. Dawson.
Don't go to me!
It's alright.
Tell them about the others. Please tell them where they are.
Will you tell me what you're talking about?
Hello, you must be going.
All right.
Ah! Lying bastard.
Oh. All right. Get up. All right.
A certain smile, a certain face can lead an unsuspecting heart on a merry chase of fleeting glance.
Ah!
I found you by the car. You were covered in blood.
Time is it?
Just gone 6, love. Thing you.
Your hand.
It was the same two coppers that warned me off last time I was
Look,
here.
I told you before, I never said anything to the police.
Paula, please. Come on, I need to know. Paula, please tell me.
Right. I was upset after you went. So John came over.
Who's John?
John Dawson.
So what'd you tell him?
I told him some fucking journalists had been around asking questions. He pissed me off.
There you go then. Tell me about Dawson.
He was very kind to us when Jeanette went missing.
Substandard housing, dodgy property trusts, backhanders to local council.
He's been very good to me.
Oh, yeah? I bet he has.
Oh, what was that supposed to mean?
Do you think he'd do something like this?
No.
No?
No, why would he?
I don't know, maybe because of what I know.
What do you know, Eddie?
I know that Claire Kempley was found on a Dawson construction site.
You're talking nonsense.
I know that all the Dawsons in this world care about are their lies and their money.
Look, you don't know anything. You're just a boy.
And I know that there is some bastard out there who's taking, raping, murdering little girls, and nobody's going to stop him because no one really fucking cares.
And you do.
Yeah, maybe I do.
No, when she was just a baby, I used to lie awake at night and I wonder what I'd do if anything happened to her. And I'd run to her room and I'd wake her up and I'd hug her and hug her and hug her. When she never came home, all those terrible, terrible things had come true.
Peace by Hadley, wasn't it?
A bit on the panegyric side, I thought.
Oh, I suppose. Barry would have appreciated it.
Doubt it.
Go for a spin in the Jensen, Mr. Dunford.
Why would I want to do that?
I was a great admirer of your late colleague. Such a waste. John Dawson. Fuck the press club wake, eh? Champion. Jumping. This nation's in fucking chaos with some parliaments. A year ago, we were to bring back rationing. Now we've got inflation at fucking 25%. The country's at war, Mr. Dunford. The government and the unions, the left and the right, the rich and the poor. Then you've got your enemies within. Your paddies, your wogs, your niggers, your fucking gippos, the puffs, the perverts, even the bloody women. They're all out for what they can get. I tell you, soon there'll be naught left for us lot. Time to turn the tide.
So you're not a Labour man then?
Of course I bloody am. Tory cunts have outpriced themselves. Your Labour man always do a deal. Trouble with your generation is you know no. Your lot never fought a bloody war. Fucking cowboys and Indians then, son. Like now. You're going to continue our late friend's crusade against local corruption, Mr. Dunford?
Why'd you ask me that?
Me and Barry had a very special relationship. Most of the time. Mutually beneficial it was.
In what way?
I'm in a fortunate position to be able to occasionally pass on information that comes my way. Certain officials sticking their fingers where they shouldn't, that kind of thing. You like the cut? Top man, your dad. You had to cut his cloth. Solid. Dependable. That's not you, is it, Mr. Dunford? You're more like me. We like to fucking make a book, and we're not right choosy out. Isn't that right? Eh? Drop by Saturday lunchtime. Something might interest you. Mr. Dunford.
Hi.
My wife is a very unwell woman. Speak to her again. Won't be your hand that gets smashed. Come on.
Seen Jack's leader? Ziggy was in love.
Looking for you.
You are?
Puff with the orange hair. He's outside.
I saw you at Barry's funeral, didn't I?
We've seen things, you know?
I'll bet you have.
Listen, I know people. Powerful people, because I have sucked the cocks of some of the greatest men this country has.
Well, the boy should have a hobby.
Listen, don't let me keep you.
Hey, relax, just relax, I'm sorry. It's all right. Bite you. You liked Barry, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Because he was kind.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah. And he liked you. He said he wanted to help you. This is his life's work. He said to give it to you in case anything happened to him.
Do you think Barry was murdered?
Listen to me. BJ loved Barry. Really loved him. But he was too fucking scared to go to his funeral.
Thank you.
Michael John Mishkin of 69 Euston View, Fitzwilliam, was today taken into police custody for the murder of Claire Kempley. Mishkin worked as an assistant.
Fucking mental out there. Works for a photo lab, dad's a Pollock, hardly speaks a word of English.
That's lucky.
Are you Michael John Mishkin of 69 Newstead View, Fitzwilliam?
Yes.
You are accused that on or between August the 31st and the 1st of September, you did murder Claire Kempley against the peace of our Sovereign Lady the Queen. Mr. Mishkin, the West Yorkshire Metropolitan Police have requested that you be held in custody for a further 8 days. The court understands that you have no objection.
No.
Michael John Mishkin, due to the seriousness of the accusation, your case will be referred to the Crown Court. In the interim, you will be remanded in custody. And that concludes the business for today, Your Worships. Thank you.
Please, no, it wasn't me. It was the wolf. Under the beautiful carpet.
What was that? What did you just say? The wolf? What was that?
Something about carpet.
Bollocks.
We got them faster than you.
We can't go in there.
Come on. Probably fast, isn't it? Mishkin didn't do it, did he?
He's confessed.
Yeah, but this is absolute bollocks.
Nefarious deed carried out in what he called his underground kingdom.
Jack, did you see him? He's retarded.
No, his dad's just a Pollock, that's all.
What's happened to your hand?
I hope he don't cramp your style.
Fuck off.
Now, what's your language?
They found all kinds of things in Mishkin's room, Scoop. Photos of little girls, boxes of them.
Well, he does work in a photo lab.
He's coughing for the lot. Claire Kempley, Jeanette Garland and a Ridyard girl, right back to 1969.
Right, so he's 22, right? So therefore he would have been 16 when Susan Ridyard went missing,
so?
Right? So? So fuck you, Jack!
Hey, now what's your language in my office?
Feels wrong, doesn't it? Hey, all that slog. All those hunches. You just don't want it to be him, Scoop. I was the same once.
They're in their pockets.
What are you talking about?
Police going about their business supported by the good old Yorkshire Post.
The truth is the truth, Scoop. And it's a bitter pill. But you'll get used to it one day. I'll handle the press conference, boss.
Thanks, Jack.
Fucking shame of yourself, Jack.
Edward?
Yeah?
I won't have you coming in here like this.
Like what?
Like this. Now take the rest of the month off and get that hand sorted out. Are you listening to me, lad? Edward?
How well do you know John Dawson?
Do you mind? Edward? I haven't got time for your adolescent conspiracy theory. Go on, get home and get yourself sorted out.
the tent.
It's all right, Claire. He's with me. Same again, love. You look like shit.
Up all night, what's your excuse?
I've got my weaknesses, lad.
Paula Garland, one of them.
Me and Paula go back a long way. No friends. I like this place. Private. Just the wogs in us. That's how I like things, private.
Cheers.
Mother, I'm Sammy. I'm bringing a pud trolley over. I want to show Mr. Dunford some delight. I think you know we've got an important investment over at Unsworth Car. Feast your eyes. What about that then? Eh? Look. Got little trees and everything. What you Yanks call a shopping mall. You got your street chains, cinema, bowling alleys, cafes, restaurants, all under one roof. Put an hotel in there, there's no need to fuck off home. Not bad, eh?
Your pals of the West Yorkshire Police already cleared the site for you, so.
Gippos. Squatters. That's my land.
So, what's the problem?
Got investors to look after, haven't I?
Is Bill Malloy one of them?
Don't be a cunt. Of course Bill Malloy's one of them. Not the only copper, neither. Get him, Paul. Open it. Take a fucking look, lad. I apologise for the vile content of these snaps, Mr. Dunford. I hear you're a bit of a cunt, man. Sticks in the craw, doesn't it? I mean, how can they do it?
Who is this?
Who is it? Bloody hell. That's Councillor William Shore of the Labour Party, that is. That's your man most likely to succeed. Is your nigger in the watch, is Councillor Shore? Traitor to the cause. It's a scoop, is what it is. Ambitious lad like yourself, not your name with this one.
No, wrong boy, Dawson.
Gonna be a failure all your life, son. Come on, Eddie. Need a little support. Little cooperation. You'll play a part, son. We'll all get what we want.
No. I'm a journalist.
Oh, yeah. Like Barry. I respected Barry. He's a good man. Problem is, he had his own agenda.
Is that why you had him killed?
What the fucking hell are you going to about it? My son! You're a fucking student with a notebook.
I do not want to be a part of this!
Tough shit. You're a guy.
I went to see John last night. I told you, he's been very kind.
So you fucked him? You fucked John Dawson?
Me? I'll fuck anything in trousers.
You shouldn't have said that.
Go on then. What are you going to do? You chose to get involved. You see, you don't care. You don't really fucking care at all, do you? You just want to rescue me. Well, you're not the first. And you think you'll be the last. I'm sorry. Please listen to me.
Dawson fucks who wants to fuck. He takes what he wants.
How long have you known him for?
All my life.
We've got to get out of Yorkshire.
I can't.
Yeah, you can. They got sunshine down south. Sea view flats, got warm summer breezes. Just go there right now and never come back. So you're one of the good ones, aren't you, Sergeant Fraser?
There you are.
Not many of them left. This is Barry Gannon's life's work. This is high-level corruption, business, local government, West Yorkshire Police.
Who in particular?
Have a look. Is this too hot for you? Thought I could do it, but I can't. Look
after that.
Special relationship, are we, Mr. Radley?
Hey, lad. Some people I'd like you to meet some.
Just want to see Paula. That's all I want to do. I'm not interested in your filthy little world. I just want to see Paula.
All this comes from. Long gone. Come on. You know what I mean.
Where is she?
Very good, lad. You mean to go kick
Paula!
Hey, lad.
Paula!
Tell him about the others. Beneath the beautiful new carpet.
Is he bleeding yet?
He is now.
Come on, sunshine.
Forensics, lad. You're all over her clothes. In a flat, under her fingernails, up a cunt.
You're all over her. You did it, didn't you? Eh? Go on. Say it. Say you did it.
Help! Stay with him.
Still! Be it!
That's it. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. Say, do it.
No!
Yeah, now! Now! Now!
No! No, please!
You're a jerk!
No!
Are you alright, lad?
Are you alright,
lad?
Are you alright, lad? I'm just joking, just joking!
Hey!
Hey,
no, no.
Come on!
Now, these. These are a different ballgame altogether, son. These are real. Shall I? All over now, mate.
This is the easy thing.
Yeah?
Give me that.
Put it in his pocket. Put it in his pocket. Right. Now you are going to do us a little favour.
What do you mean?
Come here. Come on, mate. You see this? This is the north.
We do what we want.
Beautiful carpets. He always used to be so careful.
Where is he? Huh? Hello? Good thing, did I?
Please come home, love.
No, I'm sorry. Can't.
nicer than a fucking shopping centre. Fucking hell.
All of your fault, son. Letting that prick of yours lead you where you shouldn't go. What about the children?
Wolf does the job.
Private weakness.
Wolf does
the job. Fucking hell, I'm no angel.
Wolf does the job.
Sunshine down south. How warm summer breezes. Just go there right now and never come back.